Now, one of the key things, and municipalities very much in the news, obviously with the elections, but also with the elections settled, now the promises of better service delivery have to be delivered on. It's a key matter when it comes to property. And of course, on a Thursday, we do always take a look at the world of property. Property transfers. The municipalities have a key role to play. They've got to provide rates clearances. And some people are wondering, and that's why we thought we'd address this, is there a legal limit as to how long they can take to actually help you get that transaction done? People want to move, people want to move out, and I've been in that situation, and it can get quite stressful. Elke Minnar is Principal Director at Lou Geffen Sotheby's International Realty, the Pretoria branch of Lou Geffen Sotheby's, and joins us on 702 Drive. Good afternoon to you. If you're waiting on the municipality for this clearance, are you able to say you have already exceeded the legally required number of days, or is it one of those things that's as long as a piece of string?
Good afternoon to you, John, and the listeners. John, there's no specific legal time frame when it comes to your rate and clearance certificate. I think what we need to keep in mind is, you know, depending on if it's a property being bought through a bond, the transferring attorney would first wait for the approval or the grant, and then the guarantees, and then they will apply for the rates and clearance figures, and that could take up to about 7 days. And once the amount is settled from the seller's side, the certificate itself could be issued within 5 business days. So, but that's different from municipality to municipality. I think that in itself would be applicable to our municipality in Pretoria.
Right.
A delay is not necessarily because of rates and clearance certificates. There could be other certificates, like, you know, especially with sectional title, you've got levy clearance certificates.
Right.
That also need to be settled. It depends on how quickly everybody comes to the table with what is needed with regards to those figures. And, that's basically what I can say with regards to the municipality.
So Ms. Minda, I would have thought the nightmare scenario is if there is a dispute, because billing has been an issue in more than one municipality around the country. If you are tied up in one of those kinds of disputes, I would have thought getting that part of a property transfer through is really hard. I mean, have you found ways to break what can be a real logjam?
I think what we have seen in the most recent times is, you know, some municipalities will give averages, and those averages would be rather high, you know, within 3 months, 4 months' time. And a seller needs to know that they can't sell their property with historical debt. So a seller needs to be very aware of the fact that if they are going to get into a dispute, to try and just lessen the amount, or, you know, get it through an amount that they're going to settle prior to the sale of property or registration, the transferring attorney, you know, would try and guide them through that. But we have to be aware of it, you know, from a listing agent point of view and from a seller's point of view, that it's a daily struggle. It's not something we don't have a free-for-all or an easy transaction with regards to historical debt being paid prior to registration.
Yeah. And in terms of service levels, I mean, has COVID, because COVID's made certain institutions, like, for example, the Master's Office, struggle even more than perhaps they were struggling before. Has this aspect of property transaction got more difficult during the pandemic, or is it really a matter of as long as someone's got a computer, they ought to be able to act?
Well, we've seen with our municipality, with the Swanee municipality, everything's gone electronic. So, you know, our time spans and time frames have been shortened with regards to our rates and clearance applications. But I know, you know, during COVID and now during the current phase, we still have these office closure problems, you know.
Right.
And we also still have municipal issues with regards to incorrect meter readings. So I think COVID's kind of slowed it down a little bit.
Yes.
But to be honest, a bond still register, you know, within 3 to 4 months. Cash transactions can also still register within 6 to 8 weeks.
Right.
So, I mean, depends on how these guys operate and if their offices are open.
Thanks very much. I mean, it's really interesting to know that if this thing is functioning, then if you get as an explanation a poor level of service, well, it's the pandemic, you might say, well, you know, not really, because other people are getting served. I'd like my service as well, to which I believe I'm entitled. 2 minutes to four.